Chandu, the magician. Were you disappointed because you failed to get Chandu's money changer trick when he offered it to you a few weeks ago? Then listen. Chandu brings this magic trick back to you. Once again, you can have Chandu's Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents in coin and one White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Mail to Chandu 1. Listen. Place a penny on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny is gone. In its place is a silver dime. You can perform this fascinating trick over and over. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail a quarter and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Send for your money changer tonight. At last, through a message from his teacher, the yogi, Frank Chandler is once more able to make use of the occult powers which he had mysteriously lost. But before he can free his sister from the pagan serpent worshippers, he knows he must break the power of the uncanny Dr. Shaw. Chandler leaves the native hut where Dorothy Regent is a prisoner, certain now that within the hour they will have left the Siamese jungle forever. But as he talks to the maniacal doctor, he is unaware that the attendants of the Cobra God are preparing for the pagan ceremony of sacrifice tonight. Now, as darkness falls, Bob and Betty sit tensely in the bungalow perched high on pilings across the clearing. They are uneasy as they hear the menacing throb of the jungle drums. Chandu, the magician.
I wish I knew what gives. Those drums always mean something.
I wish Uncle Frank would come back. That's what I wish, Bob.
Yeah, and get us out of here, if he can.
Oh, don't say that, Bob. He said he could.
He's been gone 15 minutes. You wouldn't think it'd take that long to put the works on Dr. Shaw.
Bob, do you think he's going to work his magic on Dr. Shaw?
Well, I sure hope so. That guy's a zombie if there ever was one.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go and bring Dad out here. He just sits in his room with his head in his hands.
Oh, look out there by the temple. They're lighting a big fire.
Every man in the village must be over there.
Oh, why, look at them. They're all painted up just like...
I'm going out on the veranda and watch.
Wait, I'm coming with you. Keep back here by the wall, Bob. You don't know what they might do if they saw us watching them.
If there was anything secret about it, they wouldn't build a fire you could see for a mile. Look.
Huh?
There's what's his name? The chief, Patong.
Oh, yes. And Bob, that old man with him has a snake wrapped around his arm.
I've never seen him around here before. He looks 190.
Could he be the jungle chief?
Who?
The one Daddy went to see. Daddy said he was like a wrinkled old idol. Oh, that snake.
Yeah. Boy, he can have it. What if he's the guy Dad saw? How could he get here this fast?
Huh?
Well, his legs are so skinny, I don't see how they can even hold him up.
Your mother must be scared to death over there with all that yelling. Oh, why doesn't Uncle Frank come and get her?
Well, that's what I say. If he were... Hey, that's Wong.
Where?
What? He's going to bring Mom out in the clearing. Will you stay here, Betts?
Bob Regent, you're not going over there.
The heck I'm not. I'll take Batong apart.
Oh, no, you won't.
Let go of me, Betty.
Oh, don't be silly. What could you do?
Will you let me go?
Go and get Uncle Frank.
And what'll happen while I'm gone?
Go call Uncle Frank, I tell you.
Oh, all right. But when they get Mom out to the fire, you yell to her. Tell her we'll be right there.
I will, Bob. Hurry up. Run. Oh, how awful. Mother! Mother!
Betty!
Go back inside the bungalow and stay there. Bob's gone to get Uncle Frank. Don't come over here, Betty. Go back inside, I tell you.
Sit before the fire of judgment, woman.
Oh, Betty, did you hear me?
Yes, Mother. But I'm not going, just the same.
Sit, woman. Look into the eyes of the priest of the jungle. He who sees in darkness.
Oh, don't let that cobra touch me.
The god of the jungle knows his own. Look, woman. Look at the face of the jungle priest. See how it is marked with the fangs of the cobra god.
Oh.
Yet he has not died.
Why? Why, I know who you are, Batong. You're the man who told us that story in Sumatra. The story of the tribe immune to cobra venom. Why, you knew then we were coming here.
Let the woman speak. When the cobra god is ready, she will not speak again.
Oh, Mother.
Speak, woman.
No. I see now it's no use. This was all planned before we left Sumatra.
My people, he who sees in darkness has spoken. Tonight is the rite of sacrifice. You have heard how the woman struck with a knife at the heart of the temple priest. Tonight, the cobra god whose temple the woman defiled will take her life.
Betts, for Pete's sake, don't stand out here.
Music for King Cobra. Music.
Oh, Bob, I didn't hear you. I told Mother Uncle Frank would be here in a minute. Where is he?
I couldn't find him.
Oh, Bob.
Dr. Shaw wasn't there either. Are you sure Uncle isn't out here somewhere?
Oh, I don't know. What should we do?
I know what I'm going to do. And you can help.
Quick, what is it?
You know how those guys all fell on their faces when they saw the cobra that time?
Yes. But what about it? They're not doing it now. They're just sitting there.
I have a hunch they will. Uncle Frank said it was part of their stuff. The old guy will hold the cobra up on his arm. There's our chance.
Chance to what?
I'm going to sneak over to the other side of the fire, near the temple. The minute they're all crouched over, you yell like a fiend. They'll look over here and...
Yes, but...
Don't argue. I'll whip in there and grab Mother and bring her back to the bungalow.
All right, I'll do it. But then what?
We'll just have to hope Uncle Frank shows up.
Oh, dear. Where can he be?
Oh, skip it. Watch these guys now. And when you yell, give it all you've got.
I will.
Take me a while to get around there without them seeing me. And you get back inside afterwards as fast as you can.
Go on, Bob. I'll do it.
Oh, I know you will, Bess.
Now, woman.
I did not kill the priest. I've told you.
The cobra knows the woman's mouth is filled with lies. By the fire and by the water he has spoken. The life of the woman is yours, King Cobra. Strike!
Up! King Cobra, up, I say!
Oh, Uncle Frank!
Men of this village, be still. Until I release you, you are powerless to move or speak. All of you. Cobra, king of the jungle, life is here tonight, not death.
Yes. Where'd he come from?
I don't know.
The time has come to know the truth. Let the man who killed the temple priest and him alone stand before the Cobra, whose idol you serve.
If he can do this, he's really on the beam again.
Oh, I don't care about that. Just look at Mother. She's fainted.
Come out, I say. Look into the eyes of your jungle god.
Malekan, hiya!
Betong, you!
God of the jungle, I am the man. I am the man. Strike me down.
You would have let a woman die in your place. Yet from this moment, you are free to go.
How do you like that?
But the penalty must be paid. Escape it if you can.
Ah! Malekan! Hiya! Ah, Malekan! Hiya!
Come on, Bob. Let's go over and get Mother.
Uncle Frank, here we are.
We'll take your mother back to the bungalow.
Oh, I thought you'd never come.
It might have been too late, but it just wasn't meant to be. Don't be afraid of these fellows, Betty. They can't harm anyone now.
Let me help you carry her.
Yeah, I can manage, Bob.
Mother. Mother.
Holy Moses. Maybe the cobra did bite her.
No, no. Look out, Bob.
But she's so white. Open your eyes, darling.
Go on, Betty. I'll take her into her room.
I'll go and tell Daddy. He'll be scared to death if he sees her looking like that.
If only I'd got her a few minutes sooner. Or taken her out of the hut before I went to see Shaw. But I was so sure.
Uncle Frank, that day out in the desert, you said...
What, Bob?
You said people died of terror. Did you mean they really could be scared to death?
I certainly did.
Then maybe you were too late. Maybe...
Bob, put that thought out of your mind.
How can I? If it could happen to all those people, it could happen to Mom, couldn't it? Oh, why couldn't you have come back when you said you would? Mom. Mom!
Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer Trick is back once more in a thrilling encore offer. Yes, once again, you can have this magic trick to mystify and entertain your friends for just 25 cents and a box top from a package of White King granulated soap or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. This trick is so clever, it is very hard to detect. Yet so easy, any child can do it. Listen. You lay a penny on a table. Cover it with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. So coot, you say. Then raise the block. Lo and behold, the penny has become a silver dime. Make magic your hobby. To get your Assyrian money changer, send 25 cents in coin and one White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. Special musical effects are by Corla Pundit. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.